Hi, I'm Avery Elfelt, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media, KHNS, where I work in Haines, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news on Alaska News Nightly or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude slightly rose from $71.77 per barrel to $71.85 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $70.08 per barrel to $70.10 per barrel. Finding affordable housing in Anchorage is a challenge, and housing experts are looking for solutions. One idea is making it easier for people to live in multi-generational homes. That can help solve the housing shortage by increasing density, fitting more people into one lot of land. But there are other benefits too, like allowing residents to age in place. Lydia Johnson walks up the stairs of a fourplex and points to the door on the right.
This is my apartment. My partner and I live here. And then this is my aunt's apartment, and she lives there. My mom used to live in that apartment, but she ended up moving out. My daughter used to live in that apartment, but she moved out. But she's actually temporarily living with my aunt. So
she opens the front door to two dogs, Romper and Raven, her daughter Sophie Gustafson and her aunt Kirsten Gustafson, who lives directly across the hall. Johnson and Kirsten own the fourplex in Fairview, one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city. Four generations of their family have lived here since Johnson's mom and Kirsten bought the house a decade ago. Johnson says the community environment is appealing to her.
And it's so nice to have the person across the hall from me that I can go to and be like, this thing happened at work, or how do I deal with this? Or, you know, I'm having this problem. How do I fix the document? And to have them right there and just the people that, you know, do love and care about you and support you.
They share everything from produce to vehicles and take care of each other when sick. Johnson says it's not uncommon for someone in the fourplex to need medical care, and being so close makes it easy to help. And Kirsten agrees.
We take care of each other if we have surgeries, you know, need
runs
stuff,
to the emergency room. She's taken me a few times.
When rooms aren't being utilized by family members, Johnson and Kirsten rent to friends, which helps offset costs. Devin Kelly works on housing initiatives at Cook Inlet Housing Authority and says the city hasn't built enough housing in the last decade to keep up with demand. And housing for certain groups is in especially short supply.
But especially housing for young people, housing for seniors, people who want to age in place.
Multi-generational living allows people to balance community and privacy and have access to live-in support like elder care. Anchorage has an affordable child care shortage, and Kelly says the potential to live in with a built-in child caregiver is a huge deal. She says the definition of multi-generational housing is flexible, and it isn't limited to family members.
I would define it as at least two adult households living together. So that might mean adults with little kids or teenage kids and their parents, or just adults and their parents. That constitutes multi-generational housing to me. It doesn't have to be a certain number of generations, or again, it doesn't have to be a certain number of people related to each other.
Multi-generational living is common in many cultures, and Kelly says there's a lot housing experts can learn about the model from those communities in Anchorage. Cook Inlet Housing Authority was one of five entities behind an AARP grant-funded initiative this year that challenged residential designers and architects to design multi-generational homes in Anchorage neighborhoods, an effort to increase density in traditional single-family neighborhoods. Designs had to be built on a corner or an infill lot and required 2 to 4 units, at least one of them accessible. 3 units were submitted, and Kelly says they address various community needs.
These designs are doing an interesting job of balancing community and privacy, where you have your own space, but you also have access to live-in supports, to childcare, to elder care. and to the types of community resources that maybe can sometimes feel sort of far away mm-hmm. if you're living on your own.
The designs presented weren't cheap, but Kelly says there's a lot of financial benefits to multi-generational living. She says an owner might choose to rent an accessible unit, which would help someone who wants to age in place but can't afford to build, ultimately lessening the financial burden on both parties.
It could help people close the financial gap in terms of like trying to make something work for their family in the long term.
The organization is asking residents to vote on their favorite design of the initiative. The results will be announced during Anchorage Design Week at the Anchorage Museum, February 19th through 23rd. Reporting in Anchorage for the Alaska Economic Report, I'm Ava White.